we're not going to win this battle to get adequate infrastructure spending inside the Beltway. There are just too many political forces working against us. And we need the public to say to our elected officials, it's okay to spend money on infrastructure. We get it. It's an investment. It's an investment in our future, and it creates jobs. So we're authorizing you to do that. And how do we do that? Well, we've got to wake up the public, and we've got to have, I think, a very strong PR campaign around the country telling people what's at stake and telling them that there is a viable answer. Now, Terry O'Sullivan, who's the wonderful president of the International Labor Union, Laborers Union, Terry sponsored, just with their funds, billboards in four states. I think Pennsylvania was the fourth state. And they put up a billboard as you're about to cross a bridge that's been declared structurally deficient. And the billboard says, bridge you're about to cross is structurally deficient. Contact Congressman Smith, and gives Congressman Smith's number. Well, that's good. It's a little scary, but it catches the attention of people. What Terry told us at a conference that Building America's Future held, Terry told us he wanted to put up a second billboard on the other side of the bridge saying, glad you made it. If he had done that, it would have created enough buzz, just enough buzz around the country. It would have been like Swift Boat. You know how much they spent on actual buying time for the Swift Boat ad to be shown? Less than $1 million. And yet every media outlet in the country talked about it. Well, if you had a Glad You Made It campaign, every media outlet in this country would be talking about that campaign. So we need to create a buzz. We need to speak about this at Rotary luncheons, at Elks Club dinners, at synagogue men's club Sundays, all over, back in our hometowns in America. We have got to find a way to do this.